Okay, guys, welcome to another episode of Antiques of Earthbound Astronauts. This is pretty much part two of our compilation.
Yeah, we just ended up in... where did we end up? We just finished our time in Morocco.
Yes, so we got to Morocco. I mean, we had to speed through it all, but we thought it would be better in two parts because our second part is actually...
quite interesting, yeah, quite interesting. First off...
one thing we forgot to say about Morocco that will come up later is that Sammy and I got attacked by bed bugs in Fez. So we're covered in spots.
It was pretty funny from my point of view, having not had them.
It wasn't funny at all. But anyway, you got a few, didn't you, in the end? Anyway, it doesn't matter, did you?
Anyway, these guys were in pain for a couple of days with bed bugs.
Yeah, but we left you in Morocco. And from Casablanca, we flew to Amman, which is the capital of Jordan.
Interesting for us. We had an overnight stay in Cairo Airport, which was
bloody horrible.
Which was awful. But we arrived in Amman pretty safe, pretty with it. We didn't really know what to expect from Jordan, the first time in the Middle East for both of us.
Yeah, and it was a great place, Amman. People were very friendly. We didn't feel unsafe or anything like that.
No, it was a fantastic city. Lots of culture, lots of old ruins. They obviously had a large Roman influence, so there was another amphitheater.
We spent a good half an hour trying to work out what era the Roman theatres were coming from, or what was it? What culture they came from? Until we realised they were called the Roman theatres. Which was a bit embarrassing on our own behalves, but it was definitely a great town. But, I mean, the reason we went to Jordan was primarily to go to Petra. Now, I don't know if you guys know Petra.
Oh, he's jumping ahead for a second. One of the day trips that we took from Amman took us to the Dead Sea. Which was cool. Like, before Tim jumps to Petra, we've got to do this. Dead Sea was fantastic. It's kind of, it borders, well... Israel/Palestine on the West Bank, and then on the Eastern Bank there's Jordan, and there's such a high salt content in the Dead Sea that you can literally float. And this isn't like any type of floating, it's phenomenal. It's not like normal water. So what you do is you just lay backwards and you quite happily float in this water.
It's surreal. It's a surreal experience, but that was a good day. What else did we went on the same day?
On the same day we went up to Mount Nebo, which is where Moses climbed and died.
And died, supposedly.
That's where that was and where he was taken to see the Promised Land. So from up the top of this hill, we were able to look out over the Dead Sea and over into Palestine/Israel, into the Promised Land. So that was a bit of, I don't know, having both had a religious education at school, not being religious per se. It was cool to sort of see where some of this stuff had taken place.
That's right.
We also went to Madaba, where the oldest known
map of the
Promised Land was. That was in a church, so that was cool as
well. That was very cool.
But it was a day trip from Amman that we had our own driver and he took us around. It was pretty cheap in hand.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day.
It was a good day.
But then Tim can...
yeah, sorry, a lot's happened. But, alright, so the main reason we were really in Jordan was to visit Petra. Now, you've probably seen pictures of Petra and didn't know what it was, unless you actually do know what Petra is, but it is incredible.
It's really cool. It's not... I think I went there with the impression that it was just this one building, which happened... it's the most magnificent building there. It's the treasury. But Petra used to be this old city civilization. It was part of major trade routes. And they just built it all into these amazing geological rocks.
So they've just chiseled the sides of mountains to make, I don't know, what their homes. Some of them are tombs. One was a treasury. One was like a monastery. Like, it is credible. And you can find these small little buildings and stuff everywhere.
It's fantastic. Yeah. We only had 2 days there, which we felt was enough. The first day we went and we saw all these main tombs, everything like that. But what's also beautiful about the park and about the site itself is that you can wander around freely. It's huge and you can walk off the beaten track.
Yeah.
So we did that on the second day and we found our own little holes in the wall that people had obviously used for tombs or lived in, and climbed some different mountains to go see suns. It was just a great area to explore and full of history and great stories really. So it was phenomenal.
It was really good. But then so we ticked another wonder of the world off there, which was nice. But after Petra, now, okay, we have to go back to a small little story here that We originally were going to go to Egypt for a week and Jordan for a week. But because, you know, Egypt's having a few problems at the moment, we decided we'd spend 2 weeks in Jordan. Now, when we were in Jordan, we thought that might be a bit much, or we could do something else. So whilst in Jordan, where did we think we would go?
Israel. Why not?
Why not?
So so that was basically it. We figured after Jordan, we'd nip into Israel just for 5 days, really, mm-hmm. before coming back to Jordan and flying onwards. But after Petra, we did nip down to the south of Jordan, to Wadi Rum.
Yes.
Beautiful desert area, the home of Lawrence of Arabia. We went and saw a place that
Bedouin,
had stayed.
Bedouin, in
the Bedouin
tribes.
Communities.
Yeah, it was great.
Spent the night under the stars and basically just had a great day exploring. And again, we had our own Jeep, just the two of us. We got to sit in the back and get driven around by a lovely young guy.
Yeah,
but from there, we headed to Israel, which... It was a bit daunting for us.
We didn't know what to expect.
We really didn't. We've heard a few horror stories about people getting turned away from the border, all this sort of stuff. So we went in with our guards up.
Yes.
We headed down to the south of Jordan, to Aqaba, where there's a land crossing. And we didn't have too many issues getting in.
No, not at all. But there was definitely a contrast between Jordan in Aqaba and Eilat.
In Israel.
In Israel.
Definitely Israel had a lot more infrastructure, a lot more wealth. Cars driving around were fantastic.
Yes.
It was just...
But the crossing was interesting.
Oh, we got grilled.
We got grilled. They asked us about our travels, but they thought it was quite hilarious. Oh, the woman I had was laughed at the end because I was rattling off countries and...
I mean, for us, I guess we're in a very unique position.
Yeah.
When they ask, where have you been? And then we just said, do you want the list?
Yeah.
You know, so they got a laugh out of them. But we didn't have any problems getting into Israel. And from Eilat, we caught the bus up to Jerusalem, where we spent about 4 days, actually, which was very cool. We drove up along the West Bank and into Jerusalem, which was a real cultural, religious experience.
Such a mixture of culture. I mean, granted, there's a little bit of tension as well. But, I mean, as Casey said earlier, I mean, we... did go to a religious school and we did have some religious education, so we actually knew a few bits and pieces, and it was really great to find out the history and why different religions and cultures believe that different sites are important. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, lots of the places in Jerusalem are important for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It's quite phenomenal, really, to see how these three cultures interact within the same city. There's obviously a lot of tension between some of them, but even within the religions themselves, there's also conflicting beliefs and ownership.
Within Judaism especially, we were hearing stories that they conflict between, what was it, how they can they play a certain way by the wall.
Against the Wailing Wall. Yeah, we went and saw the Wailing Wall. But I thought the best one, and probably the one that I understood the best, was the difference in Christianity at the Church of Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified.
Mm-hmm.
The different factions of the church all own a little different bit of that church.
Yes, that's true.
And they're all fighting, and apparently our tour guide says that monks fight within the church occasionally because they have this ownership of it. So, I don't know, the entire 4 days there we were surrounded by religion. I felt like we were the only couple of people in Jerusalem that weren't religious. But it was phenomenal to learn so much about it.
It was great.
It wasn't as dangerous as we thought, but you never know, I guess, in those sorts of situations.
It was really cool. We love Jerusalem. I must admit, it was a bit strange at times. You know, we had an image in our head, and it wasn't anything like that. So it was very modernised.
The Israeli part was very modernised.
Yes, that's true.
The Muslim part on the eastern side was not as much, but it had a lot more going on.
There was a lot of tension. There were a lot of police and army around.
Yes.
Everyone has to do, 2 to 3 years military service.
Yeah, in Israel, 2 years for girls, 3 years for boys. It's a bit crazy.
But it was great. We had a really good time, and it was definitely an experience of a lifetime, I think, that one there.
It was, yeah. Anyways, and then we jumped across the border again, back to Jordan.
Jordan.
Where we spent the night in Amman, and we took our flight to Buenos Aires the next day. And this is where our next big story comes from, really.
This one's huge. It is a game changer. We jumped on a plane from Amman to Egypt, with a separate carrier, so that was an issue within itself, because we wanted our badge to go straight through to Buenos Aires, so we didn't need to get a visa for Europe.
Egypt.
Or Europe, but Egypt especially. So we flew to Egypt, we got that all sorted, it was going to, our bags were going to go straight to BA. We jumped on the plane, we were in Egypt, they transferred us through to a transit terminal, took our passports, but then we waited for hours. I think we were there for about 3 hours.
3 hours in transit, we were sitting, I mean, we were taking our time, there was no need to hurry, just watching movies or whatever, and then this guy came up to us with our passports and said, you can't board the flight to Argentina.
Because you don't have...
Because we didn't have a receipt for the visa.
For a visa. Well, we don't need visas.
Yeah. It was a mistake on both of our behalf. Yes. When I was in Argentina 3 years ago, there's a reciprocity fee that you have to pay. It's $100, and you can pay it on the spot. Usually, Argentina has recently changed that rule, and you have to do it beforehand.
Since July, you have to do it online. So that was a bit of a shock.
And so they wouldn't let us on the flight. It would have taken us 5 minutes if we'd had access to internet. The Qatar Airways, I'm going to name them, they were pretty shameful in the way that they treated us.
It was horrible. Casey went to talk to them at the desk, at the Qatar desk, and they'd already pulled our bags off the plane.
Yep.
There was an hour left to go. And
they wouldn't really get me on the internet. Like, it was a simple procedure. We just had to pay the $200, and instead we forewent the flight.
It was a stressful hour. Yeah. I'm still in shock a little bit, but they pretty much made us stay in Egypt. Well, they didn't give us much of a choice. We could have flown back to Jordan, but they wouldn't let us go to Argentina.
So, ironically, we didn't go to Egypt before because we thought it was too dangerous, and yet this podcast is coming to you from Cairo.
Cairo,
woo! we've been here for 2 days. It's actually been really eye-opening and quite fantastic.
It's been great because Casey made a friend when he was at his course in Germany, Nagar.
Yep.
And he's been fantastic. I think without him, it would have been pretty horrible.
We would have been up shit creek. But he's been a fantastic tour guide for us for the last 2 days. Yep. Yesterday we went on a boat trip on the Nile. We went and had some local food, which was fantastic. And then we went out in the evening just to see what was going on in this town. And then today we went and saw the pyramids, which was a real experience because if you've been following the tabloids recently, Egypt is not a tourist destination.
At the moment, it is doing poorly. And we really saw that today. Like, we were driving, Nagar was driving in his car, and people were running next to our car to try and get business as, like, a tour guide. People were trying to stand in front of the car. It was crazy. I mean, we've been hassled before, but this was a whole new level. I've never experienced anything like it.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening. I mean, the Australian government told us not to come here. I'm pretty sure the American and the Brits are also telling their people to get out of Egypt.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's quite...
So there aren't
tourists. And so the people that are relying on the tourist industry are really desperate.
It's obvious that it's having a big effect, but Nagar was perfect. He dealt with everything for us, talked to everyone. He was like a superhero pretty much for us.
Thanks,
mate. So if you listen to this, cheers again, you were a legend.
Yeah.
But that pretty much sums everything else up. I mean, we do have to say, you know, everyone's going to be wondering, where are we going now? Now, that is a big question. We only just got back together about a month ago. But yet again, the Earthbound astronauts are going their separate ways.
Yeah, we figured we've missed our flight to South America. It's going to cost us way too much money to get there now.
Yeah.
So we both are deciding to diverge. We won't go into too much detail, but the destinations are...
Yes.
Timmy, where are you heading?
I found a very cheap flight from here to Toronto, Canada. So I'll spend a month doing something in that North American continent. Doing something, who knows? And then hopefully Case will come and meet me in America and we'll go from there.
Hopefully. And I've booked a flight for tomorrow to Tanzania.
Yes, Casey went a bit more outside the square. But hopefully you've got a work placement sorted out there, don't you?
Yeah, I'll be doing a bit of volunteering down there. So hopefully I'll have plenty to talk about. Hopefully we'll both have plenty to talk about in the next podcast. But that's where we stand at the moment. We're alive. We're in Cairo.
Yes, we're alive in Cairo. I'm literally about to get a cab to the airport. We're just doing this quickly, nutting it out. but hopefully you're reading the blog and it will be a bit more in detail for everything. But from your Earthbound astronauts, we're more than happy to say we're separating, but not for too long.
Yep, that's right. See you later.
Keep posted, guys.